Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Now to our lead, it was a particularly heinous crime which shocked the city. A woman stalked, huddled into her apartment in Chinatown, and then stabbed to death as she screamed for help. Who can forget the outrage over the 2022 death of Christina Yuna Lee? And today, the man who stalked her and carried out her murder got the book thrown at him, though some say it's still not enough. The sentencing for Asamad Nash tops our news on this Tuesday afternoon. The courtroom packed today. Even Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg was there to make sure this guy got the most that they could give him. Christy Kalishan leading our broadcast.
Cries from Christina Yuna Lee's aunt Park Sun Lee after hearing the 30 years to life sentence for Asamad Nash.
I missed her very much. I missed her. I'm waiting for her whenever she comes, whenever I go to see her.
Nash previously pleaded guilty to burglary and second-degree murder in the stabbing death of 35-year-old Lee after following her to her apartment. Nash was homeless. Lee's family is suing the city right now, but more importantly, they want to see her memorialized, her father, Sung Khan Lee.
That is why we are asking the New York City mayor to name one homeless shelter in New York City as the Christina Yuna Lee Memorial Shelter.
Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside New York County Supreme Court.
That poor lady found in a bathroom more than 40 stab wounds to her head and neck and torso. Nash was found hiding under a mattress with a kitchen knife. Meantime, police now charging that guy who allegedly stabbed a young woman multiple times on a subway platform Sunday with attempted murder, saying the 23-year-old is now fighting for her life. This is that stabbing we told you about Sunday night about 8:30, the victim leaving the Jamaica Van Wyck station in Richmond Hill. Police say 24-year-old Randall Contreras asked her for some money and then allegedly attacked her. The woman suffered a slash to her face as well as a punctured liver and lung. A good Samaritan grabbed him and held him down until the cops got there. Contreras was initially charged with first-degree assault, attempted robbery, and criminal possession of a weapon. Today, they added attempted murder. In other news on this Tuesday, City Comptroller Brad Lander says he's going after Mayor Adams' job next year. He'll challenge Eric Adams in next year's Democratic primary, setting up a rare matchup between the two most powerful men in the city. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa joining us live with the story, including reaction from the mayor. Juliet, what's he saying?
That's right. Well, Brad Lander says New Yorkers are grinding it out every day, and they're getting sick of the grind. And he says Mayor Adams promised to get stuff done. That's the phrase that the mayor always uses, but Lander says he's not getting it done. So Lander is calling into question the mayor's management skills, whether New Yorkers are feeling safer, saving more, and can help their families. So the mayor responded today in his off-topic Q&A by saying, a bit tongue-in-cheek, he said, "I thought the announcement was about helping the first woman of color to become president." And then he said, quote, "I'm not taking the second man of color from being the mayor of the city of New York," end quote. And he says maybe Lander will see the light and focus on electing Harris. Larry?
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that. We'll be hearing more and more about that, I'm sure, as they begin campaigning, if you will, against each other. Police looking for a woman with a hammer, not to do any handiwork, but to slap some cuffs on her. She's been going around smashing MetroCard machines in Brooklyn. Well, they say she smashed several machines at a subway station near Brooklyn College. There are images showing her wearing a McLovin shirt from the old 2007 comedy Superbad. Yeah. Cops say she walked into the campus lobby about 1 p.m. July 3rd, took a hammer out of her backpack and started whacking away at the MetroCard machines. You can see a picture of her on our website. If you recognize her or the shirt, I want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Hey, if you got kiddos at the house and you're of a certain income, you might be due a check. It involves an additional payment on top of the 2023 tax credit families get after you file your taxes earlier this year. How about that, right? We're talking an extra $330 per kid, Governor Hochul.
$350 million, meaning 1 million New York families with children will be receiving a check in the mail by the end of August.
And you don't have to apply to receive it either. The money's coming from New York's Empire State Child Credit Program. The supplemental payments will equal 25 to 100% of the credit, depending on the family's income. Want to watch the mail for that, folks? That's good news. In Hollywood, they give you maps to celebrities' homes. Here in New York, we give you maps on where to go pee. You hear about this? A map to put in your back pocket designed to address a very important issue we have here in the city. Where to go, literally. Newsman Mac Rosenberg joining us live, dare I say, outside a porta potty, Mac?
Oh, it's a personal thing, Larry. We all know the feeling. Some of us outside 5 days a week, we get that feeling every day. Where am I going to find a bathroom? Well, in 2021, Teddy Siegel, she almost had an accident in Times Square, and it got her thinking.
I personally don't believe that it should be a privilege to have access to a public restroom.
So she created a social media map, Got to Go NYC. It has thousands of locations. And today, Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, he's out with a paper version of that map just for Manhattan. But he's also working on a new bill with the city council.
That will now require the city to identify a location for a new public bathroom in every zip code of the city.
And he thinks park bathrooms, many of which close in the afternoon, should be 24-hour facilities with daily cleaning. And I speak from experience. The sign says they close at 4, and some of them by 1, 2 in the afternoon are locked. Mm. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in Union Square.
So I'll put you on the spot. So what do you do when they're locked?
Leave that to the imagination.
That's okay. That's okay. We're on the radio. Never mind. Appreciate it, Matt Godley. Meantime, the man accused in the Gilgo Beach serial killings is back in court today, where prosecutors expected to turn over more discovery to his lawyers.
Rex Heerman stood wearing a black suit. His estranged wife sat behind him in the courtroom with her support dog named Stewie. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says documents were turned over from the prosecution to the defense.
You know, we have 6 murders, all those individual caseworks.
Heerman's attorney, Michael Brown, says they are trying to go through all the paperwork and evidence as quickly as possible. He may ask for a change of venue.
If we can't get a fair and impartial jury here in Suffolk County, well, we're going to be able to get a fair and impartial jury. I think there's 62 counties in our state.
Brown says he may also ask for the murders to be tried separately.
The MO is different. The way that the murders allegedly were carried out were different.
No trial date has been set. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Riverhead, Long Island.
In other news, Mayor Adams says he is so sick and tired of this hate thing that's popping up all over the city and the country, holding a big hate crime summit up at Gracie Mansion today. He's meeting with civil and social justice leaders to come up with solutions. Says that's the key. It's time to just stop discussing it, but actually do something about it.
It starts here in New York, one of the most diverse places on the globe. If we can live together in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Bronx, Staten Island, then we can live together across the 7 continents of the globe.
He's calling it the Abate Hate Summit. Folks from government, faith groups, and anti-hate organizations are there. The rise of anti-Semitism in the wake of the ongoing war in the Middle East is front and center. And the timing? NYPD says hate crimes against Jews in the city skyrocketed 137% since the Hamas attack on Israel October the 7th. Critics have been asking, Governor Hochul, since you pretty much doused everything that would have been paid for with congestion pricing, where are we supposed to get the money for infrastructure and the MTA? Well, today she announced, whoop, there it is, making good on moving the 2nd Avenue subway project forward with a $54 million check from the state. She also revealed she told her team to think creatively about how to keep generational investments like 2nd Avenue alive almost the minute she decided to drop congestion pricing.
People know that my commitment to the 2nd Avenue subway is crystal clear. We are moving forward with this.
The money will pay for a utility relocation contract, which is the first step towards building the thing designed to connect East Harlem to the rest of the world, they say. MTA Chairman Jano Lieber says that's good. We can keep going. While Albany figures out, meantime, how to fund the MTA's $15 billion budget shortfall. Well, police looking for the thieves responsible for getting away with thousands of dollars worth of clothing.
Since Memorial Day weekend, these 5 men wearing masks, all in their 20s, robbed 2 Foot Locker stores and 7 Snipe sneaker locations in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx. And the total take, $50,000 nearly worth of goods, including $6,000 of sneakers here from Westchester Square's Snipe store.
I mean, it does ruin the neighborhood. People are going to be actually scared to shop in this area, which will actually harm the businesses. It's a shame, it really is. Sometimes with the economy, can they afford more security? Can they afford to actually hire these people? It's difficult.
That's Juanita, who lives on the block. Now, so far, no injuries in any of these robberies, but cops certainly want to put a stop to this. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Bronx.
Yeah, tell them the store's name is Snipes, not Swipes, fellas. My goodness, 9 times.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.